Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed away? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفاه وبعد. My dear viewers, welcome to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. In today's episode, inshallah, we're going to tackle one of the sacred monuments of Hajj, which is Al-Mash'ar al-Haram or Al-Muzdalifa or Jamma. These are all three names for the station, the third station for the Hujjaj. Allah the Almighty called it in Surah Al-Baqarah, Al-Mash'ar al-Haram, in ayah number 198. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also called it Jam'a, and it is called Al-Muzdalifa. The word Mash'ar is singular, and its plural is Mash'a'ir. And the Mash'a'ir have been mentioned in the Quran many times. For instance, Allah the Almighty stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. So شَعَائِر is plural. Indeed, الصَّفَى and Al-Marwa is among the symbols of Allah the Almighty, one of the sacred monuments for the Hujjaj and for the Haram. Then also in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Almighty said in the second verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُحِلُّ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ وَلَا الشَّهْرَ الْحَرَامِ. So the word شَعَائِر here refers to the restrictions and the sacred ordinance of Allah Almighty. You should respect them and honor them. And you should not perceive الشَّهْرَ الْحَرَامِ, the sacred month, which is one of the four sacred months. Could be Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, or Rajab Mudar by itself. You should not perceive it as any other month. So the word Sha'air is mentioned here too, referring to the sacred ordinance of Allah the Almighty. Then in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah the Almighty mentioned the word Sha'air twice. In ayah number 32, he said, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Which means, thus, and those who honor the sacred ordinance of Allah the Almighty, it is indeed the outcome of the piety of the hearts. Then, in Surah Al-Hajj, in ayah number 36, Allah the Almighty said, وَالْبُدْنَ جَعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. So the word شَعَائِر here refers to one of the symbols of Allah. The cattle which we slaughter during the sacrifice is one of the symbols of Allah the Almighty. So when Allah the Almighty refers to Muzdalifah as Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram, it is one of the sacred symbols and monuments of Hajj. And it is the third station, because the Hujjaj, once they assume the intention of Ihram in Mecca or from outside Mecca, they go to Mina on the 8th day, which is known as the day of At-Tarwiyah. Then on the 9th morning, they go to Arafat and they spend the whole day there until it is sunset. Then past sunset, Allah the Almighty permitted them to do what is known as ifadah, which is to hasten, to leave in big groups, to be permitted to depart from Arafat. So the ayah says, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. Which means, and once you hasten from Arafat towards the next station, then remember Allah at the sacred monument, which is Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram in Muzdalifah. And in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَقَفْتُ هُنَا وَمُزْدَلِفَةُ كُلُّهَا مَوْقِفٌ and وَجَمْعٌ كُلُّهَا مَوْقِفٌ. Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram is a place which is on top of an old mountain which is known as Mount Quzah. There used not to be any masjid there, but now there is a big masjid. We'll talk about it inshallah in a little bit. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the whole night in Muzdalifah. When he arrived from Arafat to Muzdalifah, he had not prayed neither Maghrib nor Isha in Arafat, yet it was already sunset. Then when he arrived to Muzdalifah, he ordered the Adhan to be called, then the Iqama to be called without praying any Nawafil between the Adhan and Iqama. Then they prayed Maghrib, then another Iqama, and they prayed Isha two rak'ahs. So they combined the Maghrib and Isha prayer on that day, on that night, the night of Muzdalifah, at the time of Isha prayer, because they arrived about this time or past Isha prayer. Many people ask, what is the meaning of the name of Muzdalifah? It was called Muzdalifah according to historians for many reasons. The first is the word Muzdalifah is derived from Al-Izdilaf, and Al-Izdilaf means Al-Qurb, or to get near to, or to become near to. That is because the pilgrims used to come to Al-Muzdalifah, which will bring them close to Mina and to Al-Haram. In fact, brothers and sisters, as you all know from previous episodes, Arafat is outside the sanctuary of the Haram. Arafat, the Mount of Arafah, and the whole valley of Arafah is outside the Haram. And it is also Mash'ar. It is a sacred symbol of Allah the Almighty. And it is one of the essential pillars of Hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah. So if a person did not present in Arafah on the ninth day or the night of the 10th until Fajr, then he has not performed Hajj at all. Rather, it will be considered as Umrah. But it is not called Mash'arun Haram because it is outside the sanctuary of Al-Haram. Arafah is a part of Mecca, but it is not included in the Haram. While Al-Muzdalifah and Mina both are from the Haram, within the sanctuary of the Haram of Mecca. So that's why it is called Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram. And it is the first station after the pilgrims depart from Arafah, and it will bring them closer to the Haram, closer to Mina, and closer to Al-Masjid Al-Haram. Also, it is called Muzdalifah because it brings people nearby to each other, and it gathers them all in one place, Al-Muzdalifah from Al-Taqrib. Also, it is known as Al-Muzdalifah because it brings together the last two prayers of the day, the Maghrib and Isha. And that is why it is also called Jam'ah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, وَجَمْعٌ كُلُّهَا مَوْقِفٌ. Jam'ah is another name for Al-Muzdalifah. Why was it called Jam'ah? Because we combine the two prayers, Maghrib and Isha, together at the time of the Lirar 1. So it's called Jam'ah. And also, it brings the hearts of the pilgrims together, especially after Allah the Almighty has already granted forgiveness to the pilgrims on the day of Arafah, and every pilgrim now is newborn, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith. And it brings them close to Allah the Almighty, and it brings their hearts close to Allah the Almighty, and that's why it is recommended after spending the night of Muzdalifah in Muzdalifah, not to depart before making dua and asking Allah the Almighty to accept their Hajj and bring them close to Allah the Almighty. There is another reason behind the name, and the reason can be found when we understand the meaning of ayah number 114, out of verse number 11, Surah Hud, in which Allah the Almighty says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Here Allah the Almighty says, أقيم الصلاة, يعني establish the prayer, طرفي النهار, both parts of the day, and in the first hours of the night, زلفا من الليل. So, some of the scholars said it is called مزدلفة, because the حجاج, the pilgrims, depart from عرفات to مزدلفة in the early hours of the night, right after sunset. They start moving, and sunset is the earliest hour of the night, as you all know. So this is also one of the reasons why it is called Muzdalifah. In fact, the whole valley of Muzdalifah is Mash'arun Haram, with the exception of a small valley, small wadi, that lies between Muzdalifah and Mina. This small strip or valley is known as Wadi Muhassir, and the pilgrims are supposed to rush when they are passing by, crossing from Muzdalifah to Mina, once they pass by Wadi Muhassir. Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the morning stood on top of Quzah, Quzah is the mount, in its place now there is Al-Mash'ar al-Haram, and the Masjid, which is known as Masjid al-Mash'ar al-Haram, is built there. So Ali ibn Abi Talib said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood there on the morning of the 10th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, which is known as Yamun Nahr, and it is also the day of Eid al-Adha. So on the way, from departing from Muzdalifah to Mina, he stood there in the morning before sunrise, and he said, هَذَا قُزَح, this is Mount Quzah, وَهَذَا الْمَوْقِف, and this is the place of standing here or being present, وَجَمْعٌ كُلُّهَا مَوْقِف, and the whole valley of Muzdalifah is a valid place to be there during the night of Muzdalifah, or it to be very accurate, it is known as the night of Yawmun Nahr, because in Islam the night precedes the day. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his farewell hajj stood there and he said, وَقَفْتُ هُنَا وَجَمْعٌ كُلُّهَا مَوْقِفٌ وَهَذَا الْمَوْقِفُ. So the entire valley of Al-Muzdalifah is known as Al-Mash'ar al-Haram, as we mentioned earlier, with the exception of a small strip between Muzdalifah and Mina, which is known as Muhassir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إلا وادي محسر. The space of Al-Muzdalifah nowadays is approximately 963 acres, which is equivalent to 12 square kilometers, enough to accommodate, mashallah, millions of hujjaj, where the pilgrims, especially on that night, do not have any shelters, but they sleep on the floor, on their spreads. They don't have hotels, they don't have tents, they just spend this night beautifully. All people are treated the same. They pray Maghrib and Isha, they grab something to eat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not pray any night prayer other than the witr, of course, until the morning. He slept until it was Fajr, then he got up, he ordered the Adhan to be called, and then he ordered, after he prayed the two rak'ahs, the sunnah for Fajr, he prayed Fajr, then he started walking, and he stood at Quzah, or Mount Quzah, and he made dua, then he departed from Muzdalifah to Mina before sunrise. The Meccan pagans before, they used to wait until it is past sunrise, so the Prophet ﷺ ordered the pilgrims to do otherwise, and they left before sunrise. It is worth of mentioning here that, brothers and sisters, that the new masjid which is built at Al-Mash'ar al-Haram is a huge masjid now. It can accommodate 12,000 people at a time. I would like also to remind what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said earlier that you can be in Muzdalifah, anywhere in Muzdalifah, so that people should invite to go to Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram, because it would not be possible to accommodate millions of people on one night or one day in this little tiny place. Also, it is worth of mentioning here that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam permitted women, elders and children to leave from Muzdalifah to Mina right past midnight. Once you spend most of the night, you can leave, and those who are in charge of looking after those weak people, women, children and elders. Similarly, as-suqat wa-ru'a, the shepherd and the water bearers, and those who are working in serving the hujjaj. Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anha, used to ask that Aghab al-Qamar, is it already past midnight? Did the moon disappear in order to leave from Muzdalifah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted Sauda bint Zam'a, according to the sound hadith which is collected by both Bukhari and Muslim, to leave past midnight because she was kind of a heavy and old woman. Spending the night in Muzdalifah is one of the wajibat, mandatory acts of Hajj, which everybody must do, brothers and sisters, until another episode where we discuss another mash'ar and another sacred monument of the Hajj. I leave you in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaykum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed away, and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.